In around half an hour's time at 6 o'clock, the Vale of Glamorgan will enter a local lockdown. The new rules mean that no one can enter or leave the area without a reasonable excuse, and you can no longer meet anyone inside that you do not live with. The same rules will also come into effect in Neath Port Talbot and Torvine. Speaking to Bro Radio about the new restrictions earlier today, Vale of Glamorgan Council Leader Neil Moore said that it is vital that further action is taken to stop any further escalation.
If we take the action now and people stick to the rules, then we can see that cases will not rise further and hopefully reduce.
And remaining with the coronavirus pandemic, Cardiff Airport have confirmed that their terminals will remain open despite the new restrictions coming into force. A statement from the airport says that it's essential the buildings remain open for legitimate travel. There are currently no legal restrictions in place to prevent someone travelling to the airport from an area not under local lockdown. However, residents living within a lockdown area have been reminded not to travel unless they have a reasonable excuse. Next, 1 in 10 people in Wales say they've drunk less alcohol since minimum unit pricing was introduced here. That's according to Alcohol Change UK. MUP, as it's also known, sets a minimum price of 50p per 10ml of pure alcohol. It came into effect in March and covers any kind of drink. It was introduced to increase the price of cheaper so-called white cider drinks. And finally, St David's Primary School in Colwinston will increase its pupil capacity next year. The Vale of Glamorgan Council approved plans to construct a new building on site, which will allow for an extra 70 pupils. The expansion should be completed by September next year. And in sport, former IBF World Featherweight Boxing Champion and Barry's own Lee Selby will take on George Kambosos Jr. at the end of October. The match, which is a final eliminator match and will see the winner secure a world title shot, was originally scheduled for May of this year.